By God, you better be here. I'm sure you already are. You just want me to be alert to the fact that you're here, right? Pay a little bit of attention. Is that what you're saying? Okay, Baba, I hear you. Yeah, I'm willing to pay attention. What did you say? Shut up and get... Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Shut up and get...
Jesus. Get on with it.
Today is the 9th. Yesterday was the 8th.
You're kidding. I lost track of time.
It just works out that way, you know?
We're still in Virgo. The sun is in Virgo right now. In relationship to the earth, the sun is in Virgo. The sun, see, is moving through the zodiac like this. It moves through one sign of the zodiac about every 30 days.
Every month?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, 12.
Yeah. So then, but the earth is spinning like this. But no matter where the earth is, no matter where we are on the earth, the relationship between the earth and the zodiac, the sun, is at this in this month on the 9th day is still in Virgo
constellation. So what are the ramifications of that? What's the influence of that?
That means that everybody who's born between the 23rd of August and the 22nd of September is going to have their waking state in the sign of Virgo. Ooh. Everybody on the earth, no matter what part of the earth they're born on, everybody.
So
right
we're all in Virgo?
No, everybody right now who's being born right now.
Oh, right.
Their sun sign is being set in Virgo. But the whole earth is in Virgo right now, so Virgo influence is, the astrologers will say to us, the Virgo is influencing us.
Yeah.
However, everybody has their own identity type in their mind. And there's no way that Virgo can influence that sign, because Virgo has no influence on Libra. Virgo has no influence on Scorpio. Virgo has no influence on Sagittarius. You know, it just doesn't work like that. Like the astrologers say that it does. Mm. That everybody has a tendency now to be doing Virgo things.
Horse manure.
Yeah, you can see it in the dream. You're not. They couldn't prove it by doing dream work with me.
That would be hard, so.
You want me to read this rundown?
Oh yeah.
You want to read it?
Are you ready?
Sure, I'll read it.
Because I read it every day.
Let me.
You
read
know.
It.
And even though I'm in charge here, I don't want to act like I'm in charge. I want to delegate the authority to other people.
Yeah, yeah. Looks better on the
September 9th.
On your resume.
Swami Chidvilasananda. Each person has his or her own dharma to follow. And you must play your own role fully. Whatever role you have chosen to play in this world, play it to the utmost. Never quit in the middle. Do not become disheartened. No matter what happens, pick yourself up once again and move on. Be a warrior. Because each one follows his or her own dharma, which is different from any other dharma, which has its own variety, its own novelty, its own uniqueness. This entire universe is magnificent.
Okay, now, can you say what this means to you?
I don't know what the heck it means to me. I don't know what my dharma is. I really don't.
Hey, turn, Dominic, she tells you, turn back to the 8th. She lays it out so clearly there.
Oh, so many people say, I don't know what my dharma is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You exist, that's your dharma. You work, that's your dharma. You're loving to others, that's your dharma. Keep your heart in a good state, that's your dharma. You keep your mind in a good state, that's your dharma. To help those who come to you seeking help, that's your dharma. So your dharma is truly to exist, because this is the life you have received from God. project so beautiful.
Does that help?
Do you know what your dharma is now?
Yes.
Thank you, Guru Mai.
Now, the thing about it is we live in a world where there are, where we have four parts of the mind and four representatives. We have spiritual leaders, we have moral leaders like parents and doctors and lawyers and policemen and politicians and so on. We have emotional leaders, and we have rational, reasoning leaders. So are we supposed to do what they tell us?
Yeah. If it's right to you.
Your existence is your existence.
Yeah.
You're supposed to live your existence. The way that she defines that in that definition.
Who would be an emotional leader?
On the eighth. See, there are a lot of people that say that they know better about what you should be doing and what you should be thinking
right.
than you do. And a lot of people come in the world and they try to influence you to do what they want you to do. Mm-hmm. And they try to get you to live your life according to how they want their desires and their needs fulfilled. And so on. And so this is all set up like this. Mm-hmm. There are six signs of the zodiac that are influencing you to satisfy their needs. Right? And there are six signs of the zodiac that are trying to influence you to accept their willingness to fulfill your needs in the needs that they see that you have,
yeah,
in the way that they want to fulfill and satisfy your needs without you asking them. So you've got all kinds of interference coming into your life all of the time from all of these different sources, and we have built-in mechanisms to protect us. When somebody comes to an expressive or a receptive personality and does something for you and you didn't request it, then you feel like, oh, they're trying to get the upper hand. They're trying to get the upper hand on my identity. You know, they're trying to get the upper hand on my dharma. They're trying to manipulate me into satisfying their dharma instead of me satisfying my own dharma. Fulfilling my own dharma. So I just wanted to put that out there. That this is some of the stuff that's going on in this dream work.
It's crazy.
So that on the
one hand... How does anybody communicate? You know?
So that on the one hand, we have our own dharma. So your dharma is truly to exist, because this is the life that you have received from God. And then she says, because each one follows his or her own dharma, which is different from any other dharma, which has its own variety, its own novelty, its own uniqueness. Right?
Wonderful. Yeah.
And everybody's dharma, everybody has the obligation to fulfill their own dharma, to respect the way that God has created them. And she says, the way that you are, live it to your fullest. Live it to the fullest. So when anybody else comes along and tries to say, well, you know, I'll take your money and I'll invest it over here.
Or else they say, look, what you're doing for a living is immoral, you know.
Yeah. Like, we want you to quit that job and get into this kind of a job.
Right.
And
right.
so on. And then that person isn't fulfilling their own dharma. So then she says, to close this all up, that even though all of us, each one of us is unique, she says, this entire universe is magnificent.
Yes.
You know, and only this kind of a teacher can talk like that. Only this kind of a teacher can say that with that kind of authority.
I want to quote...
You could never guess that, you know, from the sentence, the last sentence.
Yeah, she sneaked
you
up on it.
You could never expect something like that, except from her.
Baba gave a talk one time where he said, you know, he's talking about playing your role fully. And when you finally leave the stage of life, you've played your part so well that the audience will go, bravo, bravo.
Right.
Inspiring, right. Huh?
Because it's magnificent. Yeah, and Krishna said to Arjuna, it's better to do your own thing poorly than someone else's thing well. So finding out what your dharma is part of the task of dream work, right? We're trying to get into the space of supreme my consciousness identity, so that we're not doing the dharma of what?
Of someone else.
Of our identity type. We don't want to be doing the dharma of our identity type. Most people do the dharma of their identity type. They do the dharma according to the thoughts that they believe in their own mind, or the thoughts that somebody else convinces them of. But we've got an intuition that's in our mind that is working to save us from that and to get us into that supreme mind consciousness identity where we do, which is knowledge and action, so that we do what that wants us to do. That's how we do the supreme dharma. That's what I believe, anyway. You like? Is that a Sunday school lesson on Thursday morning?
Runners? Very, very high pitched Sunday school lesson.
Are you? Have you had enough Sunday school lesson?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I figured that. I wanted to I wanted to give you the chance to see that.
I'm
sensitive to your need to keep moving.
Oh, God, you read it so well. We must be signed into receptive, man.
No, we're signed into educated.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so Dominic has a day off, yeah. And I want to do his dream first.
Okay. What do we do about our stuff?
What do we do about our stuff?
Step well, back in and punt.
You're going to have to exercise a bit of patience, and I know.
I can do it. I can even.
You can
put it off till tomorrow.
You're getting a little bit of red in the face, though, while you're saying that.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be delighted. Is your hair standing up on the?
And I was just looking ahead a little bit.
Your hair standing up a little bit on the back of your neck
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you heard that,
don't you? Ramdas, you're. Good sport.
I've got 45 minutes, man.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's 11:30, and I have other things to do today that I'd like to do.
I know. Well, this is an anomaly that Dominic has today.
I'm perfectly comfortable.
You are?
And we could carry on tomorrow. And
okay, well, it's a good thing you are, because we're going to do this.
We're going to do it anyway.
Or not.
Yeah. This wasn't a request, it was an order, right?
Did you guys have a dream?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
No?
From last night, no.
Well, from yesterday, we've got dreams, and we didn't get very far in looking at them. So we moved it another day in hopes of...
Okay, so let's go. Let's
yes,
see what we can achieve a lot in 45 minutes.
Heck yes!
Okay.
It's a real thing.
We could get the sunshine.
No fake stuff.
We could
real
get the
stuff.
Sun to shine in here even though it's cloudy outside.
Yeah. It's brighter in here already.
So I'm walking with Kim, and we're on the side of a mountain.
Kim's your brother.
Yeah, Kim's my older brother, my intuition. But when I say mountain, what I mean is I can't see the whole mountain. What I see is a big embankment that has a very steep angle. You're jiggling?
Yeah. Sounds like it's echoing off.
Yeah, and so
over there.
Now I'm timing it for 10 minutes. That's all there is. Okay, so I walk up to this embankment, and I start walking up it. And I have, you know, I take a few steps, but I realize I have to traverse it because it's so steep.
Okay, hold on a second. That's significant. What does traverse mean?
Zigzag. You can't just walk straight up.
Is that zigzag? Is that what you roll your marijuana in?
Yes, it is. Okay, and then all of a sudden I hear my brother say, I hear Kim say, go this way. And all that is just a step horizontally instead of up. So he stepped to the left just horizontally. And it made sense to me. And so I backed down and then I took his lead. I followed his lead. So then we were on...
So it made sense to me, so I did what?
I backed down, and I...
What did that mean, I backed down?
I just stepped back.
How many steps?
Two. And then I looked, and I just stepped to the left. And it was so much simpler. It doesn't make any fucking sense, but...
Well...
So instead of going up, I just went horizontally, and that's what he was doing.
What did you think in the dream when you backed down two steps and then stepped to the left? What did you think and what did you feel?
I felt, this is right, because this big embankment was it was going to be a challenge. And so we're on the side of this beautiful mountain, and I'm looking out, and it's just bright and sunny. And and it was just like a scene out of a picture. And then I was inside of this cabin.
Just a second. You're looking out onto this scene from this side of the mountain, and it's beautiful and sunny like a scene out of the picture?
Yes.
And that's the end of that?
Yeah. And then I find myself in a cabin of some kind. And I'm looking up the hill, up the side of the mountain, and there's a girl, and she's skiing down the grassy side of the mountain on skis. On the grass.
I find myself in a cabin?
Yeah.
Looking out the window. Is that what she said?
Yes. And she's skiing down the side of the grassy hillside. And I'm surprised she's skiing on grass.
See a girl skiing
on the grass.
Skiing down the side of the hill on the grass.
Yeah. And as she goes by...
Did you say, I'm surprised that she's skiing on grass?
Well, yeah, I'm like...
In the dream?
She's skiing on grass. And she goes by the cabin, she whizzes by, and I look out on the other side, and she puts the brakes on the skis, and she digs two big furrows in the grass to stop. You know how skiers stop in the snow? Well, she stopped in the freaking grass, and she dug up the grass and stopping.
And how are you feeling?
Amazed.
Okay.
Okay, so in the cabin then we're getting ready to eat dinner, but I don't remember eating dinner. But we were just getting ready to eat dinner. And, then I found myself in bed. This dream goes on and on.
Okay, we can stop.
Well, and then on the side of the bed there was a nightstand with a glass of wine in it. It was a glass of wine that I was drinking, and it had red wine. It was on the nightstand, and then the owner of the house, which was a woman,
yeah,
she came into my room, and her small son came into bed with me and was going to share the bed.
How small?
Like 4 years old. And I was surprised that this kid was in bed with me. And then all of a sudden the bed split in two.
What made you fall to the floor?
Right.
Okay. Because they could have both been right together in the center, and if it splits, then they just fall straight down. But you saw in your mind that it split and fell like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be like that, right?
Sure.
It just allows for more information and more accurate description.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And not suggestive, right?
Yeah.
But then, Ramdas, see, the question arises in my mind, why did you want to see that it split this way? Split and fell. Why did you want to see it like that?
It made sense in my mind.
Okay.
I mean, that's the picture I got, like a bed wouldn't fall outward, it would fall inward.
Yeah, and in my mind, I didn't see either one of those. I saw the bed splitting and they were in the middle. And because the bed moved out from underneath him, they fell down.
Yeah.
But the way that you saw it is the way that he experienced it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
But he may not have known that until you suggested it to him.
Right. That's true. Because I didn't explain myself enough.
Right.
To you, the writing it down. I just assumed that that's what you thought.
Okay, now, how did the bed split?
The bed split like it was a fissure in the earth. It didn't just come apart, there was a crack, and it went like this, and we both fell down into the center.
But you say the bed
Yeah, it fell in like this.
It not only split, but it fell.
Yes, it went like this. And we both fell down to the floor in the middle.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
It means the bed split and you fell on the floor.
It means that you didn't want that boy in bed with you. And you didn't want her bringing her boy into your bed with you, and that you were going to see to it by God that that boy doesn't sleep with you, and you both ended up on the floor so that he had to get, he was probably crying and screaming at his mother that he got hurt, and she had to take him to the hospital, and you never saw the kid again.
There was one more issue with this sequence, and that was that I was worried that this glass of wine, I didn't ask for it, I just had it in my possession, and I took it from this little box that was about this big, and it was, you know, like your little glasses that you have here, you know, the little clear glasses.
Those little 6 ounce glasses?
And it was in this box, and I hadn't asked for it, and then the woman had said, what happened to the box with the blah, blah, blah in it? And I thought, oh, shit, she found out, you know, that I took the wine. And is she going to find out? And so I was worried about that.
I was worried about the glass of wine that I hadn't asked for.
And it was discovered by the box missing that had the wine in it.
Okay, what was discovered? Who discovered it?
The woman. The woman had asked, what happened to the box? I know it's fucking hard to understand.
Well, you're introducing box into the
dream. Yeah, because the box was in the dream. It was a little wood box with sides about this high. It was not holding a bottle of wine, just holding these glasses. And the box was missing. And she had noticed it. And so I thought I was discovered, you know, like being a fucking thief stealing wine in her house. So that's the end of that long sequence. And there's one more sequence with this house. I don't know if we should do it or not.
We're not going to do all of these.
No.
Which one do you want to do? The last one that you haven't
told
me?
I want to do the middle one.
The one that you've already told me?
Yeah, this one.
Oh, okay. I thought she...
I want to do about the woman skiing and, I don't know. And the one on the mountain, that one's interesting too.
We're going to do one of them and resolve all of them.
Okay. Let's do the kid one, the one with the bed.
Okay.
I gotta go shut that thing off.
I need for you to tell me what your dream question is, too.
For this, I gotta find my other notebook.
Are you having fun, Ramdas?
In spite of myself.
Are you playing? Are you enjoying the game?
Yeah, good game.
Yeah, good.
I need to go up here while I'm waiting for him to come back and put this.
I'll walk out with that nice hair. Oh.
What'd you do with my other notebook, Rand? Damn it.
Your other book is over here, Dominic, on the table.
Dominic, I ate three of your apples, and they were good.
No,
they're good. They're tasty.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're tasty. They look like yellow delicious.
Too bad you didn't take them all around us, because Dominic threw the rest of them in the compost.
Okay. I'd like to look under the tree before I go.
Yeah, and you can even climb up in the tree and pick those three that are still.
You're asking an old man to climb. Jeez, I thought you wanted a partner.
I would like to see.
Work, huh?
I would like to see when the branch breaks and you start to fall, whether the angels would bear you up,
and whether it would fall this way or.
Whether the angels would come in and bear you up.
Yeah. And there's another apple tree, too. Looking full of rice.
Did you find the one you were looking for?
I did.
Hey, Ramdas, did you notice that Dominic has lost about 30 pounds in the last 3 months?
He looks lighter. I didn't know about 30 pounds.
About 30 pounds.
And I find his shirt extremely attractive. Real good.
Sounds to me like Ramdas is gaming for a new shirt.
Oh, he's in here. Isn't that discrimination, Lord?
Oh, show me in dreams tonight, dear inner self. Please show me in dreams tonight. What I must do and what I must know to change careers so that I may be one with you.
Okay. All right, very good. So it's really useful to have that orientation.
Yes.
Okay, so... Do you want to approach this, Ramdas? He's saying...
You know, I don't, Rand. I don't feel sharp enough right now.
Okay. I find myself in a cabin looking out the window, seeing a girl. No, that's not it. You want...
I want to do that one. I mean, that one's so interesting to me. Why is she... But anyway.
Okay. I find myself in a cabin looking out the window and see a girl skiing down the side of the hill on grass. What's she skiing on?
Skis.
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 Are they snow skis or are they grass skis?
They're grass skis.
Of course.
No, I did. It wasn't like a snowboard. I could see two sticks of wood on her feet, so there were some kind of skis.
Which puzzled me.
Yes. Well, actually...
Like the dog, when it sees something that it can't believe, it goes...
That's right.
You ever see a dog do that?
What the... Oh, let's go to the next part. This one's too hard to figure out.
No, it's not.
There's not enough of it.
Sure there is.
No, there isn't.
Okay.
You don't have to figure anything.
As she passes the cabin, she stops suddenly...
And no, she passed by the cabin. She went around the cabin, and I moved from this window to, like, this side of the cabin, and then I saw her put the brakes on. And she put the brakes on and dug up two furrows.
And dug up the grass.
Two furrows from her skis. She put the brakes on, and she turned a little bit, and these two big freaking furrows were dug into the grass.
Oh, okay.
What the hell are you going to make out of that?
I feel amazed, yeah.
Okay.
We could do it. I'm in cabin getting ready to eat dinner.
Yeah.
That's it.
My emotional...
That stopped. That's the beginning and the end of that sequence.
No, the end of the sequence was... it all kind of ran together.
Yeah, but see, Dominic, you didn't tell me about... You said, I'm in cabin getting ready to eat dinner. I find myself in bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to have dinner in bed.
Right. Well, that's just how I wrote it down.
I know.
Because I'm in this cabin. I'm amazed at her as she put the brakes on, right? And that was the end of that sequence. Mm-hmm. And then the next sequence is in this cabin. And... there's commotion and stuff and eating dinner, but I don't remember eating.
Okay, now you
said... There might have been cooking going on.
You said, I'm in cabin getting ready to eat dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what to understand.
Okay, so, okay, now I remember that the woman of the house was getting ready to feed us. And there was cooking and this going on. And I had the assumption in my mind that I was going to eat. But I don't remember eating.
Okay, I understand. And then the next thing that you remember
I'm in
is
bed.
That you're in bed. That's why I said this sequence ends. This is a whole sequence. I'm in the cabin getting ready to eat dinner. There's cooking and all of this stuff going on.
I guess that's the end of the sequence.
And I don't know. I don't remember anything else. Okay. That's stopped like that woman putting on the brakes.
Yeah, but then this kid, she opens the door.
Have you ever heard of anybody who's on skis putting on the brakes? Did you know the skis had brakes? Huh? And that they actually...
Are you trying to make something of that?
Yeah, I'm asking you because, you know, you're a dream
because
work.
I don't see
you're a dream work expert and you know
put on the brakes.
All about this and...
Yeah.
And the woman, see, Ramdas, when a person stops, they either stop with a plow, they put their skis together like this, and plow to a stop, like a plow, or they turn sideways and dig their skis
edges in.
And you do it parallel.
And stop that way.
Yeah.
So that instead of having...
You fall down. That's another option.
So that instead of having their skis pointed down the hill... They turn their skis, while their body is still going down the hill, they turn their skis sideways so that their skis are now going sideways down the hill with the sides digging into the whatever it is that stops it. But that digs one hole because two skis are going straight down the hill, but they're going horizontal to the hill instead of vertical.
Yeah.
To the hill. But he said that they dug two separate holes in this.
Furrows
in the hill, which means that they had that the skis had something on the bottom of them.
And she squatted down. I could see her squatting and putting the furrows for me.
And the skis that dug into the ground.
The force of her will just
and
stopped.
Boy,
would I like to get to know her.
She put on the brakes.
She did. She put on the brakes.
These skis had brakes on them, see? This is a new invention that a Sagittarian can do. A Sagittarian can make skis
I can see it now,
that have brakes on them. And by God, when you want to stop, you just apply the fucking brakes.
Wow.
Stops.
Wow. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
A woman can be your intuition.
Pardon me?
That a woman can be your intuition.
Well, she is your intuition.
Yeah.
Well, she is your... She's not your intuition, but you understand her through the other part of your mind. See, this is... When you see me doing that, you have to understand that when I see... Like the other day, there was somebody... Katya was hearing Bill say, I'm going to seduce you. Well, she's not hearing that through her identity type.
Yeah.
She's hearing that through her intuition.
Opposite.
Higher hypothesis.
Okay.
Hearing it through the higher hypothesis, which is why I said to her that she has to consider a seduction. Because the word of seduction is coming through her higher hypothesis.
Right.
Okay. So, whenever we see something that surprises us, we're never surprised with anything that's coming at us from our own identity type.
Yeah.
Because every thought in our identity type is logically consistent with every other thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way that we can see thoughts that are logically inconsistent is if they come through the higher hypothesis.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay, now I'm giving you guys a very... special lesson in what the difference is between hypothesis and higher hypothesis and what the source of that is. And why is it that a hypothesis is limited, and why can't we receive information through the hypothesis? Because that would be able to change us. Because every thought that is coming through the identity type is logically consistent with the identity type, and so therefore it doesn't make any possibility for any change to ever come through the hypothesis. Yeah. Change always has to come through the higher hypothesis. So anybody whose intuition is asleep is somebody who can't change.
So you could have a dream of just the identity type where there's no surprises. And
that is a total impossibility.
Oh, because God works with everybody.
Well, now, Dominic, if you do have one, then that means that your intuition is slumbering. And that a person like that wouldn't have any dreams. Mm. A person like that wouldn't be able to remember any dreams. Because the only reason we can even remember dreams is because of the surprises that happen to us in the dream. Cool. People who don't remember dreams are people who are locked into one way of thinking. Like Bill said the other day, I hardly ever remember my dreams.
But that's also a matter of practice, too. If you wake up...
You're talking about a different subject now. I thought the subject you were talking about before is it possible for a dream to not have any intuition in it, any higher hypothesis?
Yeah.
Why would the self create a dream in the mind of somebody? Without putting a higher hypothesis in there.
Sure.
Because the self is always only interested in raising us up to higher levels of consciousness.
Okay.
Isn't it nice that we can have this discussion around us and to get this deeper insight into actually what's happening?
So there's hope for everybody, right?
And the reason that I love this is because it puts us more into this state where we realize, oh my God, the inner self is actually in our dream working with us, working to get our attention. And that's the real...
That's the awesomeness of it.
That is
the magic that can't be expressed enough. I mean, it's hard to articulate that, but that is real evidence of a supreme being. And nobody realizes that really, except us.
Constantly creating new manifestations of itself in the eternal unfolding of
and we owe a debt of gratitude to Bill Little, who recognized this when he had this dream, like, who is this being telling me this? And he dedicated his whole life to write down 30 years of dreams.
Exactly. And so Bill Little, when you say this, you have to understand that we who have a sense of debt to him, he's like the father who has a son who becomes a sadhu. The spiritual attainment of the son benefits the father in his own sadhana.
Yeah. Wow.
And this shows us also the social responsibility that we all have to live our life in such a way that we're showering blessings onto others. And you see that Bill Little has blessed you. And I see that also. And you hear me saying all of the time that I owe a debt of gratitude for this to Alvaro and to Bill Little. Because without them, and without Lyndon LaRouche, and without Baba, I wouldn't be able to do this. So anyway...
we're approaching that Pitrupaksha where we can formally express our gratitude to not only ancestors, it's like everybody who's ever benefited. So, like a special time, like make a meal for Bill Little, even
though
he's not physically present.
And our ancestors, an offer us, right?
No, and I have Bill Little's phone number. I can call and find out whether he's still alive. He discovered this in 1949, which was 61 years ago.
Wow.
So he was already like 24 or 25 when he was doing that. So he would be 86 or 87 now, mm-hmm. And he may still be alive. living there in Concord or Conference or someplace like that, Arizona. And Alvaro too, you know.
And Alvaro too, right? And yeah. Baba. Like, I just had the thought of, what if we prepared a dinner and joined them in the dinner? This is for you, Baba, and Bill Little.
Okay,
and
great. Ron does what
I'll
day?
I'll find out when Pitripakshi is. It's several days.
Okay, would you buy the food too?
Sure.
Okay, good. I'll cook it.
Okay. We'll use some fresh stuff too.
I'll buy
some
it in my
stuff.
Garden. Yeah, good.
Okay, let me know the garden.
Yeah, you got any lamb in there, in your garden?
No, they'd eat the garden.
Well, Maria has lamb in her garden. I'm kidding.
But that goes for like 2 weeks or something, or?
Or a week or 10 days. Or
yeah,
like that. I'll find out because it's soon.
Yeah,
it's like the end of September, isn't it?
It's always in September.
Right before Navaratri, it seems like they kind of run up together.
Okay, so that's in when the sun is in Libra. All right. So anyway, you guys, thank you for indulging me in this little discussion that I had, because what I got to do is reveal to you a lot of reasons why I do the dream work.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so I find myself in bed. Now, do you realize that that's the beginning of a new sequence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On the bedside, there is a glass of wine that's standing inside of a wooden box.
No.
Okay.
It's been taken out of the wooden box, and it's by itself, and I'm enjoying it.
Where's the wooden box?
The wooden box is out in her kitchen.
Did you know this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You found it out later?
Yes.
Okay. A woman, owner of the house, comes into my room and her 4-year-old son got into bed with me. Did she? You say he got into bed with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means that he got into bed on his own.
He did. She brought him in and he jumped into bed with me.
Okay. Which surprised me.
Yeah.
Suddenly the bed split in two.
The kid said something to me, too.
Okay.
But I don't remember what he said. I wish I could have remembered because it surprised me.
Oh, all right. So you mean... First of all, I thought him getting into bed surprised you.
Yeah.
But it was what he said.
What he said to me was a question that was a kid question. It was totally appropriate. And it was a question about me, I think. But it was totally appropriate. It was just a question coming out of a kid. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, Dominic. See, I take a few liberties with myself. You maybe notice this when I do dream work with people. I take a few liberties to say, you know what? What you're saying, it was probably this, not that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
You say that the kid... Got into bed with me and said a kid question.
Asked me a kid question.
Okay, and asked me. Oh God!
Oh shit!
I almost sneezed. It was.
You gotta look at the sun, but it ain't out.
It was fun. It was fine though, because I got that tickle. You know, you go in there.
Oh, I hate that.
I love
it. I gotta sneeze when that happens. Mm.
Okay, so he said a key question to me that was totally appropriate.
Yeah.
But it surprised me.
No, it didn't surprise me. No. I'm sorry. What surprised me was him getting into bed with me. That surprised me. But once he was in bed, he asked me this kid question, and I felt at ease with him then, because he was, oh, this is a kid, you know. This is the, my thinking in the dream.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. So I'm just getting a lot of stuff straightened out.
Yes, yes, okay. Exactly.
And I need to know that, because otherwise I don't know where to go.
Right, right.
All right, so...
And only by telling it does the clarity come.
All right, good. But by me asking these questions and getting to you to review it.
Yes, because I'm rolling the dream in my mind, and then this is how the sequence it happens.
All right, very good. So I'm going to put surprise me and... Ask me a kid question after the surprise.
Yes.
Okay. That was totally appropriate to a child.
Yes.
Okay. Then suddenly the bed split in two.
Yes.
Did that surprise you also?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Because I thought, are we having an earthquake? Because a fissure opened up in the bed, just like the earth. It had jagged edges on it, and it was black. And it was a fissure in the bed. And it split open, and down we went.
Now, where did you end up in hell?
On the floor, could be.
Now, that's a suggestive question, see?
yeah, you got to knock that off, Rand. We've talked about this before.
Good one, Ron. That's touche.
I already said it first. Did you end up in hell? Jagged edges, black like the earth.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Was there fire down at the bottom?
Let me think.
Now that you mention it.
You went to hell for having a little boy in bed with you again,
yes.
See? Oh, Jesus. Oh, there goes the pederasty again.
Right. There we go.
Goodness, shakes the line.
Anchors at work.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of irregular stuff here going on, Dominic.
I'll say.
That doesn't fit the scheme, problem, turning point, solution, problem, turning point, solution.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff where there's a lot of the dream that is being left out. Because I need to go back and ask you a lot of questions in order to get it filled in.
Fire away.
Okay, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to say, I want to go to this one where we're in a cabin getting ready to eat dinner. The woman is cooking. Who's there besides you and the woman?
There's other people in the household, like the rest of her family, but I don't see them, but they're there.
What is she using to cook the food?
I don't see her cooking.
Okay, well, what is she using to cook the food anyway?
What is she using?
Yeah, what is she...
She's using the stove. I know that's going.
Okay, you know the stove is going.
I know the stove is going.
Okay, good. So it was a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Okay, she's cooking the food on a stove.
Yes.
Okay.
And I hear plates jingling.
I hear plates jingling.
And I think to myself, we're going to eat.
Okay, I think to myself, we're going to eat. And how do I feel about, oh, we're going to eat?
I can always eat.
Okay, that's how you are now. How did you feel in the dream?
I don't have any feeling about it.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? Notice here, Ram Dass, I'm digging something out. Okay. Now, think about it, Dominic. Go to the dream and think about, I'm in the cabin, the woman is cooking. I know she's cooking on the stove. I can hear the plates jingling. So somebody is, why are the plates jingling?
Well, they're setting the table or something.
Somebody setting a table or something?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I was a kid, you know, we used to sit at the table and bang on the plates with our fork and knife because we were anxious to eat.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah, Jesus. We were always starving to death in my house.
Christ.
We all grew up skinny.
Poor bastard.
That's why I'm a little bit retarded now still, too, because I didn't get well fed when I was a kid. some guy said, well, you don't seem too retarded to me. And I said, well, could you imagine how smart I would have been if I'd have got something to eat? Anyway, who is she preparing supper, dinner for? Who's she preparing dinner for?
Everybody in the house.
Including
the other people and me.
Including the other people?
Yeah.
And me.
Because
the other people and me.
Because I hear her say it's time for dinner.
You hear her say time for
dinner?
Okay.
It's time for something about dinner. Let's eat dinner, or it's time for dinner.
Okay, and what did you feel when she said time for dinner?
I was glad. I was glad because I think I was hungry in the dream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you saying to me that you think you were hungry?
Yeah.
But you're not sure?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're saying that you're
thinking. I'm not sure.
You're hungry and you're not sure,
yeah.
Right?
It wasn't a palpable hunger. It was just, we're going to eat.
But you're a guy who can always eat, right?
Always.
Whether you're hungry or not?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So you eat not in order to still an appetite that you feel.
Yes.
You eat just because you like eating.
Out of compulsivity.
Okay, so.
Yes.
All right, so when you hear her say, do you. When you say it's time for dinner, I'm cooking dinner for everybody. It's time to eat. And what do you feel in the dream when she says that?
Well, I feel happy. I mean, I feel accepted. I feel like, oh, okay, I'm part of this house.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh, just a minute. I gotta get a little. That's a pretty big deal. You understand why I'm saying that, Ram Dass?
Yeah.
Huh? Here's somebody who's actually receiving a little bit of respect.
Nourishment. Respect, right.
Somebody wants to nurture him. Somebody wants to care for him.
Isn't that nice?
Holy shit. I mean, this is kind of an important thing.
But I don't remember the food.
Yeah.
But I don't remember sitting down.
I think that you probably had it into the damn bedroom before you got a chance to eat. Because you didn't even... Oh, well, let's see here. Come on. This woman is saying, let's eat, and you're feeling included?
I am.
You're feeling good because you're feeling included?
Yeah.
Included into what?
Into the meal.
In the meal?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you want to eat right then when you feel included?
Oh, I was just in the mountains and I'm hungry.
You're in the mountains?
I was in the mountains.
Oh, jeez.
And I walked over to this cabin and I saw the beautiful sunny side of the mountain with the animals roaming around. And now I'm in this cabin and it's not a suburban house. It's some kind of a cabin out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You know, and it's rustic.
Rustic cabin out in the wilderness in the mountains?
And it's plain. It's not... And I'm in this woman's house and she's inviting me to dinner.
And have you ever been out in the wilderness in the mountains, Ram Dass?
Yeah.
And it's at dinner time and you remember how hungry you were? And the thought of having dinner is really like, whoa! Oh my God, if there's any time that a guy who loves to eat... Almost any time, who can always eat? Well, this is going to be it, right? Huh?
Big.
He's going to be feeling, oh my God. But, this guy doesn't.
Right.
This guy doesn't. And all of a sudden, this woman is alerting him to the fact that she's ready to nurture him and care for him and make him feel welcome. And respected and loved and included in the household things. She's inviting him for dinner at her place and he reacts.
By going to bed.
He reacts. He said. He
says, too much.
He said, this is a little too much for me.
Oh my God, my dreams come true. Oh, I can't handle it.
This can't be a...
Okay, how you doing? How you doing? Is this okay for me to for me to tease you like this?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm teasing you?
Yeah, because I got my back to my emotional mind, which is food. And then the Gemini isn't
because you're a Gemini.
Yeah.
And you're there to take care of others. And this woman is now coming to take care of you. See? And you didn't ask her for this.
Yes. And so I'm going to not even remember this part of the dream.
And you don't want her to take care of you because you don't, you're a bit worried about what are you going to owe her? What obligations are you going to have towards her for, because you're a Gemini. All right? But now here, when she's saying, "Look, I'm cooking dinner for you. I want you to sit down and have dinner with me. I want you to look inside and tell me, do you need to have dinner right at that moment?"
I think I do.
Well, that sounds to me like maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know for sure. Do you need to have dinner at the moment when she's offering you dinner?
Yeah, I need to go sit down at the dinner table.
I didn't ask you about sitting down. I asked you if you need to have dinner. Come on, Dominic. You know exactly what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is it moving you?
You're trying to get me to the higher hypothesis.
Yeah, but are you moving?
No.
You're not feeling moved?
No, because back in the dream, I had no association with food.
I know.
I think I'm a little hungry. I mean, I remember when I heard dinner, I, like, brightened up.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you see, there's something going on here, see?
Yeah.
Gemini is not aware that he needs to eat.
Uh-huh.
Sagittarius is fully aware that he needs to eat. Okay?
Right.
So you're completely out of touch with your intuition in this moment.
Right.
Got it?
Yes.
Following it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pretty interesting. We just talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Here you are in this cabin, and your intuition is slumbering.
Right.
It sure you said to me, you asked this very interesting question. Well, what happens to somebody who doesn't have any intuitions in their dreams?
Right.
Well, they don't dream.
Right.
But you do remember this dream. Yeah. And you do remember that she said, I'm inviting you to dinner.
Yeah. Okay? And I remember being perplexed about not even knowing that part of the dream, about the eating part. Why isn't there any eating in this dream when she's... Because there's just no memory of it.
Okay, now are you aware of what I'm talking about? Are you aware of the memory that there was something going on inside of you? I felt good when she said... I felt good when she said...
Yeah, because she must have... I must have sat down to eat with him because she got comfortable enough and there wasn't enough beds to send her son into bed with me, you know, to share the bed because there wasn't enough beds.
Can we stick with the dinner table and all this other stuff and go to the bed?
Well, this might be linear thinking, but...
No, I know, but I just want to see if we can get to this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one little thing first.
No problem, Ramdas. Let's make this a group...
Right.
Thing here. I'm not worried about...
Okay.
I'm not worried about being in control of this. Sometimes I am.
Yeah.
But I certainly am not now because Dominic is not in touch with what's going on inside of him.
No.
So the dream maker, the inner self, is presenting and presents a sequence that Dominic is and you are unraveling. The next one is about the bed. Now it seems like it stepped it up a notch. The self... is somehow the self recognizing it. He's not getting what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. I'll do something more dramatic, and maybe that'll...
This is a very astute observation that actually happens in the dream.
That's what I'm
when
asking.
When you watch one sequence after another, it's always...
It escalates.
It's always escalating, yeah. And
well, the bed splitting apart is the next escalation.
Yes, is a dramatic...
Let's go to that one, because that one's easier.
You know what, Dominic? Mm. This one, that one is going to be a lot harder for me than this one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Because this one's hard for me. Because I never have trouble eating and feeling hungry.
So the only thing that I want you to do is I want you to remember that you said, when you heard her say whatever it was about dinner,
right,
you felt good.
Yeah.
I want you to go to that good feeling and tell me more about that good feeling.
Well, I remember that I was in the bedroom and I heard this, and then I walked out into the kitchen, and there was, but I don't remember walking out there, just being a part of the whole eating thing, scene.
I want you to go to the part where you felt good when she mentioned that you were invited for dinner.
Yeah, well, it was just a brief little...
I know, let's make it big, okay? Because it was in a part of your mind where it was a really big thing.
Yeah. This is so juicy.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, but I'm going to catch up with you guys. I'm going to ask for that.
I'm sensing it has more than to do with food.
Really? Why?
Even more.
Why?
Right. Right.
No. You'll figure it out. You guys will figure it out. This is gonna be great. See you later. Hey, can I look to see if there are any apples?
Yeah, help yourself.
Thank you.
Shoot.
take your time. Take a box out there.
Okay, so feeling
Dom,
good.
Dom, bear with me on this thing.
Okay.
Look, I'm forcing an issue that you did not want to address in the dream. And you don't want to address it now either.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get the answer to your question.
Right.
Unless you address this.
So why am I skipping eating?
Because you don't want the answer to your question.
No?
No.
How is it connected to that question?
Read the question again.
Dear inner self, please show me the ways what I must do and what I must know to change careers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, why do I say that you don't want the answer to that question?
Because I'm not eating?
Why do you not want the answer to that question?
Maybe because I don't want to change.
Maybe, maybe not. Why do you not want the answer to that question?
I don't know. Why do I not want the answer to that question?
How can a guy be in a mountain scene in the wilderness?
Yeah.
Having gone through the day and be going into the cabin for dinner and to sleep, how can a guy want to avoid an invitation for dinner being cooked in a cabin out in the wilderness where they got a stove and dinner plates and food and everything? A guy who loves food.
Right.
A guy who loves to nurture and care for himself, but who doesn't want somebody else to nurture and care for.
Oh, you're thinking expressive receptive again.
Of course.
Okay, but what does that got to do with the question?
In the question, you want to know what?
Yeah.
I have to have an income. I have to work for my money. I have to be the one who takes care of me.
Right.
I can't allow anything else or anybody else or anything else to take care of me. I have to take care of my own self. I don't want anybody cooking for me. I want to cook my own food. I want to take care of my own dinner.
Right.
I don't want anybody else nurturing and caring for me.
And that's a receptive tendency?
Yes. I'm here to take care of other people.
Because the woman is offering me without my asking, then that's an automatic no to the... it's a threat to the receptive.
It's a threat to the receptive, but it's also a threat to the expressive. Because she's seeing a need inside of you that
right.
you're not seeing yourself. And you don't want to honor the fact that you have a need that she can see. Because you don't want to see that you have a need that needs to be taken care of by somebody else. You want to take care of that need. I have to have an income, and if I don't have an income, I'm terrified because I know that God isn't going to take care of me. If I'm not taking care of me
yeah.
with a job, then I'm fucked because I can't rely on God or Satan or anybody else to take care of me.
Yes.
Okay, Dom, I'm sorry, you know.
No,
but
no, that's true, and you know what?
I'm your friend, Dominic, and,
yes.
and nobody else, nobody except somebody like me is going to tell you this stuff.
Yes, and yesterday I was thinking a lot about this, and it's even makes more sense to me to have an income before I do anything. People, you don't quit your job without another job lined up.
There are some people who never even fucking get a job.
That's true.
Because they don't need
that's
one.
True.
Jonathan Starr doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
He's never had a fucking job.
Yeah, but he doesn't live on in a tent in the fucking woods either. He's got money, you know, and he's got
He also has a mother who will give him a check for $100,000
yeah.
if he needs it.
Yes. And
okay.
So, and that's fine. And I don't hold anything against him for that. Well, the other thing that I was going to say was, what the fuck was it? I lost my train of thought.
I want you to go to the part of the dream where you felt good when the woman mentioned dinner.
Yeah.
And I want you to realize that you yourself in your identity type are not thinking that sounds good to me. Because she's offering you something that is coming to you through the higher hypothesis.
Yes.
In the hypothesis of yourself, it's inconsistent for you to think that you need to eat.
Right.
A Gemini never thinks, I need to eat.
Really?
Right. A Gemini always thinks, I've got plenty to give to everybody. I'm here to give and to feed others. I'm gonna. What? Okay. That's enough. All right.
Yeah.
So for you to be aware of how.
Well, that when people come over to my house, you know, I am like that.
You're in hog heaven.
Yeah.
Because you're feeding them.
Yes.
And you.
That's true.
And you expect them to
take it.
And to
and
be.
If they don't eat, I'm insulted.
Okay. Now, how's this woman going to feel? If you're not interested in her food,
how's she gonna feel?
Uh-huh.
Well, she'll be
insulted.
Insulted, even though she's a Sag.
She's fixing dinner for you, Dominic.
Right.
Why?
To feed and nurture me.
Yes.
To let somebody else do
but
it.
But you don't deserve that, right?
Sure, I deserve it.
You do? Oh,
sure,
okay.
Sure.
Do you feel it?
No.
Do you? Don, I'm willing to sit here until you do.
But I'm thinking how this applies to the question. And that's what fucking my identity type.
Okay, now listen.
My identity type is fucking saying, it doesn't make a bit of sense.
It doesn't need to make sense. Because
no.
You know what? If it made sense, it wouldn't work. The only reason that things work in life is because they don't make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason is because the sense that would make sense to the Gemini is only logically consistent with the way that the Gemini is thinking in the first place.
Right.
So he's thinking that the solution to all of his problems has to be consistent with Gemini thinking.
Yeah.
That's the identity type who's controlling that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The solution to all problems comes from an inconsistent way of thinking. Go ahead, Dominic.
Excuse me.
You're saved by the fucking telephone call.
Excuse me. She said the check cleared.
Okay.
This is interesting.
Don, we can look at this like this. Watch this.
Okay.
Dear yourself, please show me in dreams tonight what I must think and what I must know in order to change careers. Okay? I'm in a dream. I'm with, on the side of the mountain. It's like an embankment. I can't see the whole mountain. And
I'm going to walk straight up.
It's really steep, and I'm going to go. I start a few steps up, and Kim is with me. It's so steep that you can't really walk straight up it, but I walk straight up it. And suddenly Kim says, "Hey, Tom, go this way, horizontally." And it makes sense to me, so I backed down two steps to the left, and I felt this is right, and I just walked off to the side.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Okay, see the importance of having a question?
Right.
Now, have you got a clear picture?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got a clear picture?
Do you see the same correlation in the next part?
Of course.
Here?
Yes, the same.
Explain that to me.
It's the same thing. We're on the side of a mountain looking up. It's a sunny scene, like out of a picture. Kim and I. Dear yourself, please show me in the dream what I must think and what I must do in order to change careers. Kim and I are standing on the side of a mountain and we're looking out into this beautiful scene that's sunny and bright, like out of a picture. Boom, that's it.
Yeah.
When you're looking out there, what's the problem?
What about the skier?
What about the Dominic? Don't go straight up the fucking side of the mountain. Just walk this way. And then the next thing, we're looking out at the thing, and it's just like a picture.
Yeah, there's no big steep thing to climb.
No steep thing to climb. This is a new scene.
Yeah.
This is a new sequence.
Yeah, but it did kind of. I did walk along the side.
Yeah.
And then there it was. The scene.
And then the two of you are standing there, but that's a new sequence.
Yeah.
That's a new sequence.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm in the cabin, looking out a window, and I'm looking up the mountain, and there's a girl, and she's on skis. There's no snow on the mountain. She's on skis, and she's coming down the mountain on grass. Have you ever seen people do that?
No.
Ski on grass? I have.
Oh, have you?
Fucking skis will go on grass.
Right. I guess I have.
If it's steep enough, especially.
Yeah.
And the grass is the right grass with the right length, and there's wax on the bottom of the skis. She's skiing down the side on the grass, and as she passes a cabin, she suddenly just puts on the brakes and stops. She just hunches down. Dear herself, please show me in the dream what I must think and what I must do, what I must know in order to change careers. I'm looking out the window, and here's a girl skiing down the fucking mountain on the grass. Does it make any logical sense? No. Nothing to it, Dom. So far, all three of these dreams are showing that you have an intention for changing careers to be something big and arduous and difficult. And so far, I'm seeing that it's all that God is showing you. Change careers, no problem.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Dear inner self, please show me dreams, what I must think and what I must know in order to change careers in such a way that I will know that I'm one with you. I'm in the cabin, I'm getting ready to eat dinner, and the woman is in the kitchen working at the stove, and I hear the plates tingling, and she says, I'm fixing dinner with you, you're welcome, just sit down and eat. Dear inner self, please show me in dreams what I must think and what I must know, what I must do in order to change careers. And he said, sit down and eat.
Sit down and eat. Oh, shit.
Dear inner self, please show me in dreams tonight what I must think and what I must do, what I must know in order to change careers. I find myself in bed. On the nightstand, there's a glass of red wine.
What's so funny? I don't get it.
Here's what you need to do in order to change careers, Dominic. Lay down in bed and drink red wine. The woman, who's the owner of the house, comes into my room with her 4-year-old son. Okay, here we go. Today is September. This dream happened last night?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So between the 8th and September the 9th in 2006, where were you?
In 2006?
Yeah, 4 years ago. September 2006,
here.
Where were you?
I was here.
What were you doing?
Same stupid thing.
On that day, what were you doing?
can't, I don't know.
Yeah, you have to. This boy was born in September 2006. What happened in your life to change? Look at this little boy.
2006.
When this little boy gets into bed with you.
That's me?
Huh?
That's me?
No, it's not you, it's that little boy.
Yeah.
It's completely separate from you. But he's an event in your life that happened 4 years ago. He was born 4 years ago in the center of an event where there was a change. It wasn't an emotional change. It was a waking state change in your life.
Yeah.
Okay? And I
started with Conway Trucking May of 2005.
Okay,
that was a big fucking change.
That was 5.5 years ago.
Yeah.
That wasn't 4 years ago.
But see, it just consumed my fucking life.
Okay, that wasn't it. Changing to Conway was not it, Dominic. What happened in September 2006?
How old was I then? How old was John then?
How old is he now?
He's fucking 20.
So he was 16.
Jesus. He was 16 then?
Right.
He was still in here. He was still living with us. He didn't go up to there at Buffalo until he was 17. So it wasn't maybe it was an event with him that we caught him drinking or something.
It had to be something a little bit more than that.
There was no big events.
Okay, Dominic, otherwise this little boy wouldn't be born. Otherwise there wouldn't be a 4-year-old boy in your dream. Mm. The inner self is more intelligent than we are. The inner self is more conscious than we are. The inner self knows a lot more about life and about everything than we are, and it's working to guide us, to lead us along the path of creativity. The kid asked me a question that was totally like a child's question. The question that came from him was something that would come, it was appropriate to a child, so that you knew that this was a child talking to you,
yeah.
Even though you don't remember what he said.
You're right. Right.
Okay. So let's see if we can get to the bottom of this.
I just remember surviving because Conway's fucking schedule was even more brutal than this.
Yeah. But see, that would mean that a little boy would be born every fucking day for the whole time you were with Conway. Something has to stand out. Something has to stand out. What was Linda doing? What was going on between you and Linda? What was going on between you and...
He was 16.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fucking turmoil going on. Oh, maybe he fucking got kicked out of school then.
What happened to you when John got kicked out of school?
I felt fucking devastated. That must have been it.
How old was he when he got kicked out of school?
He had to have been 16.
Okay. Let's go with that for a second. Let's just try.
That's gotta be it.
Let's try it on, all right?
Right.
Okay, John gets kicked out of school.
Yeah, for a year.
What do you think when he gets kicked out of school?
I'm depressed.
What was the reason why John got kicked out of school?
Because he was selling his Adderall for $5 a shot. Ritalin.
He was selling his Ritalin
for $5 a hit.
Okay. All right. How many did he have?
must have had his bottle, you know.
I know. You mean he got it by the bottle and he sold the whole bottle all at once?
He must have been taken. He would go on in and take it, you know. He would go up into there and we weren't smart enough to fucking...
monitor it.
To dish it out. Yeah.
Okay, so he got caught selling drugs in school.
Yeah, and he wasn't even taking it because it made him feel like a zombie.
Yeah. All right. And this is... and so then, what did you think? I'm going to ask you what you thought, what you felt, and what did you do about it? And how did it change your life?
Well, it made me feel awful.
Okay, it made you feel awful, but what did you think?
I thought that he wasn't going to have a future at all.
Okay, this is the critical thing here, right here, see?
Yeah.
John gets kicked out of school,
yeah.
And suddenly you think, oh my God, my son has no future.
Yeah.
Without an education, without a high school diploma, he has no future.
That's what I thought. That's it.
Okay, good.
That is
very good, Don.
And that weighed so fucking heavily on me.
Okay.
I had a lump in my throat. I thought, everything we had done was a fucking complete failure.
Okay. Now, can you understand why the inner self, the brilliant inner self, would have this little boy come and get into bed with you on a night when you're thinking of what you need to think and what you need to know and what you need to do in order to change careers? And he's saying, remember when John got kicked out of school and you thought that he had no future?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so now this little boy who has no future,
yeah,
is coming to get into bed with you.
Yeah.
And you who has no future either if he doesn't know how to change careers.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If I don't know how to change careers, then I have no future either. That I only have the future if I know how to change careers.
Right.
And the little boy gets in bed and he says something to me. What did he say?
I can hear the fucking question, but I can't make it out. Like his tone of voice and stuff. It was so innocent. It was,
It would help you with your breakthrough, Tom, if you could get that.
God damn it, I had it too at first.
Okay, rather than reaching directly for it, let's go for it indirectly.
Right.
You feel like we're onto something?
No, I think so.
Do you see this? How blessed this is?
Yeah.
And how the inner self is with us?
Yeah.
At every minute,
right.
And so on and so forth.
How did you know, like a kid that represents that a kid represents an event in the past?
Because he's a 4-year-old little boy inside of your psyche.
Is that always a clue?
Yes.
That somebody has a dream about a child?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it always represents something that happened to you that long ago.
Really?
He has been growing up for 4 years. And so he's 4 years old now. Isn't that amazing? If it were a little girl, it would have been an emotional event. But it wasn't an emotional event. It was a rational event. You thought, oh my God, he doesn't have a future.
Yeah, and that's a waking state. Though.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not an emotional
thing. No. Yeah, that's true. It made me feel sick, kind of, you know.
Right. It depressed you.
Yeah.
And so there might be a little girl, a 4-year-old girl in there too, but the 4-year-old girl is not who got into bed with you. It was a 4-year-old boy.
Right.
And it's this concept. He's a concept. My son doesn't have a future because he's kicked out of school.
Right.
That ruins him for fucking life.
Yeah. Yeah. And even up in Buffalo, I'm fucking paying for his way to go to get homeschooled. But I spent $500 on a program, and all he had to do was do the homework, and he.
Do you know that Baba never graduated from school?
Yeah, my uncle never graduated from eighth grade, and he became mad at the city of Madison Plumbing Inspector.
Do you know that Ramakrishna never went to the fucking first grade?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that Shakespeare never graduated from school?
School is so fucked up here.
And do you know that people have got this concept?
Yeah.
About, in order for me to have a future, in order for me to have a career, there has to be these certain things. The people don't know how to rely on their own ingenuity.
I know.
They don't know how to rely on their own inner self.
Right.
They don't know how to rely on God. They don't know how to rely on their own creativity.
Yeah.
In order to survive.
Oh, that's true.
And so here's a guy who is concerned that his future is dependent on his ability to have an income working for somebody else.
No, just have an income.
To have an income.
To have an income.
Okay, now you thought at that time that because John isn't graduating from school, that he'll never have an income.
Or not much of one.
Because you need a high school diploma in order to have much of an income.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, so anyway, do you see that that isn't necessarily... rational thinking?
Yeah, that's ridiculous thinking.
That it's a little bit irrational?
Because the way it made me feel was irrational thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so so then he and I are in bed together, and suddenly the bed splits in two and we both fall on the fucking floor, and the whole split and everything is like this.
Yeah.
Now why?
Why does that fissure appear split? It's a split between me and him, isn't it?
No, because you're both together on the floor.
Well, a bed represents rest.
Security.
Does it?
Where do you go when you want to feel secure?
Into bed?
Pull the covers up over you.
Get in the fetal position.
Yeah.
And you go to sleep.
Turn the fucking heater on in the wintertime, the air conditioner in the summertime.
So why would that security split in half?
For the same reason that you wouldn't accept a dinner from the woman.
Really? Get it.
You're laying in bed, Dominic, in this cabin.
I'm all secure.
And all of a sudden, here comes this concept that my son, John, got kicked out of school when he was 16, and this little kid represents that, and he's getting into bed with me, and he's saying something to me.
Right.
That I can't accept, and the whole fucking foundation falls out from underneath us, and we end up crashing down onto the floor.
Yeah.
The bed split because of your attitude towards this boy and what he said.
It was a question about the hill outside or something.
About what?
The hill, or the skier.
Hello. Hello, darling. Well, I'm just sitting right here on the top of the world. Looking down at the landscape, I'm doing dream work with Dominic. Yeah, me too.